It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good evening from Kearney, Nebraska. Northwest Missouri State continues its MIAA schedule with a couple of road games this week, starting tonight here in Kearney against the University of Nebraska Kearney. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. And John, we'll start off with the women's game tonight. And this Nebraska Kearney women's team playing some very strong basketball this year.
Oh, no doubt about it. Only three losses on the season. 12-3 coming in overall. 4-3 in the MIAA, coming off a good win this weekend as well against Fort Hays State, a team that's been kind of a thorn in their side for the last number of years. They were able to break that losing streak with a good win in Hays, Kansas. And now for this Kearney team, a chance to come back and play the majority of the rest of their schedule right here at home, where they've been very successful this year.
And when you look at the Northwest Missouri State basketball team, it seems like we start off most broadcasts the same way, against a very good fill-in-the-blank team. They've played a lot of good basketball teams. Of course, that's the way the MIAA is, but I think we're seeing progress in this team after the turn of the calendar.
Yeah, just not getting the wins that they would like, but they've played some very good teams very well, coming off a game against Central Missouri on Monday afternoon, which they were really in that game through three quarters of the contest. Just couldn't get things rolling in the fourth quarter. Big key for Northwest. Again, it's just putting four quarters together in one game. That's been a problem all season long, but they're getting closer, playing some of the top teams in the conference very well. It's just, again, a mistake here, a mistake there, going a little bit cold from the field, just not getting everything put together at the same time. And if they can get that done, they can come up and knock off a team or two here.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back with more from Kearney, Nebraska, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, getting ready for a doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska Kearney. Around the MIAA tonight, three other games. University of Central Missouri is at home after their matchup in Maryville on Monday against Northwest. They'll be facing Lincoln in the doubleheader. Fort Hays State is hosting Missouri Western, and Lindenwood is on the road at Southwest Baptist. Last night, there were a pair of games in Joplin and in Pittsburgh, Kansas. On the women's side, Washburn beat Missouri Southern 85-74. 4, and Emporia State beat Pittsburgh State 78-66. On the men's side, Pittsburgh State beat Emporia State 87-67, and Washburn knocked off Missouri Southern 86-78. Around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska-Kearney are doubleheader along the Bearcat Radio Network this evening. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. That's right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to the pregame show. Before tonight's MIAA matchup between Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska-Kearney, joining us now is Northwest head coach Buck Scheel. Buck, you've been saying this week that you've been pleased with the progress, positive progress you've seen from your team. What some of the specific areas that you think you've seen the most progress so far?
Well, I think, you know, for the most part, our girls are starting to play a lot better together. Playing a lot less selfish, and there's a lot of different ways to look at that when it comes to the game of basketball and things like that. But it seems like, you know, we're really starting to move the ball really well. We've got players, you know, passing up good shots for great shots. You know, it seems like you know, we've been starting to play a lot smarter for longer periods of time, and just making the right decisions, so that just, you know, shows us that they're starting to get more comfortable. And, you know, obviously when you get to this point in the season, you hope you're already at that point. But, you know, with this group and having such a turnover on the, you know, our starting lineup from last year into this year, you know, it's good that it's finally happening rather than not happening at all.
On Saturday, despite a loss, the team really played fairly well against Central Missouri. Can you take some positives from that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought we really battled throughout that game. We had a plan defensively with how we wanted to guard some certain players, and I thought we did a really good job on those particular things that we were wanting to do. But on the other hand, we gave up a little too much in areas that should have been natural and normal for us defensively. And so, you know, hopefully we can kind of limit those areas tonight. Just with a team like Kearney, they are very dribble drive heavy, with a lot of direct drives, and their guards are shooters as well, and so you really have to guard them true, which makes it, you know, pretty hard to guard. And so we just have to be smart tonight and not let those runs and let those things pile up, because I kind of felt against Central Missouri, for the most part, we withstood every run that they made kind of up until the end of that third quarter, early in that fourth quarter. And so I think if we can lock in a little bit better defensively than we did that game with a team that has similar personnel and some similar looks and things like that, you know, I think it'll be good for us.
This is a Nebraska Kearney team very heavy in terms of seniors and juniors at the top end. What are some things you're going to see on the floor from them?
Well, for them, they can they've definitely got a lot of shooting range. Michaela Berry and Mackenzie Brown can both, they're pretty much in range when they cross half court. And so, you know, our defense out on the perimeter is really going to have to be there with hands up, even more so with some of our shorter guards, because we're giving up 4 or 5 inches on those girls as well. And so, you know, that's going to be crucial, just making them have to take shots out of rhythm, try to take away as many rhythm threes as possible. And then the second part of that is going to be taking away their penetration. They, along with them being able to shoot the ball, if you close out under control, or if you have a real good closeout, but you're, don't have a good angle or give them an angle to the basket, they're going to take advantage of that. And so, you know, those are probably our two biggest areas. And then just along with general rebounding and, you know, all those basics of team defense that we've been doing better, now we just have to do them better longer.
That's Buck Scheel, head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville. Providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs ultimate truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
For tonight, for Nebraska, Kearney, one of their starters who has started 14 out of the 15 games this year is out tonight, Jenna Gillespie. So they'll go with Michaela Berry, Mackenzie Brown, Jamie Bernbeck, Alyssa Fraundorfer, and Grace Berry. On the other side, for Northwest Missouri State, Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, Mallory McAnews, Tanya Meyer, and Kaylani Maiava. That has become a pretty consistent starting lineup for Coach Buck Scheel here over the last several games. So there are your starters. We're just about set for the tip. We'll be back with that right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MarylandVilleMoRealEstate.net. Also, from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and four locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Housing Company.
We're back in Kearney, Nebraska, just a few minutes away from the tip-off of the women's matchup, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney. A little bit later on this evening, the two men's teams will meet up, and John, the Bearcat men's team with a very solid win over Central Missouri. Central had been playing some good basketball. Come in on a Monday afternoon, and I know there was a lot of wonder what kind of crowd there might be. I think Central Missouri was kind of hoping maybe for a small crowd on a Monday afternoon, but that was not the case.
No, it definitely wasn't. A lot of people took advantage of Martin Luther King Day, and I think a lot of people had the day off and came out and saw some very good basketball, and they were really into that game. And Northwest came out, played well against Central Missouri, and came up with another win, second win over the Mules this season. And really, the Mules two conference losses coming both at the hands of the Bearcats. So Northwest winning a couple of big games over the Mules, and I think really playing well at this particular time. There's a lot of basketball left to play, but you have to like the way things look for Northwest.
And for the Bearcats on the road, it's been roughly 1,400 days since we've been in this gym. It's been since 2014 that Northwest has played here at Nebraska Kearney, and it's interesting sometimes how conference schedules can play out.
Oh, it definitely is. Now, we kind of like that fact, isn't it? We don't have to make the trip out here, but again, sometimes it's hard to make sense of the way the MIAA schedule rotates around, but it's rotated and we're back out here. And this is a nice venue. They've really done a lot with this. I think even since the last time we've been here to make this a very interesting venue. There's a lot of people around UNK here today, a little concerned, wanting to know what type of crowd that they have, because they haven't really been home much in the last month or so. So as we look around, not too bad coming in, but again, a lot of fans not used to having basketball here at Kearney.
When you talk about the reach of Northwest Missouri State and the basketball programs, on Monday you had a head coach of Central Missouri that was a former graduate assistant. One of the officials was a former graduate assistant. And now you look over at the Loper bench, head coach Carrie Amy and her husband Devin Amy. You may recognize the name Devin Amy, another former Northwest men's graduate assistant.
All right, there's a long tree of coaches that come out of Northwest, and the nice thing about it, they all go on and have success where they go. So now we would like to see a little bit less success in this game here, but they really train coaches well at Northwest and are really proud of what they do when they get out, leave Northwest.
And we are underway. Nebraska Kearney controls the tip, working left to right as we look at it. And out between the circles is Michaela Berry. Berry will hand it top of the key for Fraundorfer, who drives the lane, misses the layup, and the rebound for Kehlani Maiava. Maiava will give it up to Jalen Haggard. Haggard to Maiava on the right wing. Now near the sideline to McConkey, right side of the floor. Top of the key for Meyer. Now on to the left, Pink Andrews. Northwest in their road black and green uniforms tonight. Now at the high post, Meyer. Out to McConkey, who drives, gives it for Haggard. 9 on the shot clock. Haggard steps back, takes a 3. That one is off. Rebound underneath. There's a battle for it and a foul call.
Good rebound!
And this one looks like it's going to come against the University of Nebraska Kearney. Alyssa Fraundorfer called for the first.
Meyer did a good job blocking out inside, trying to go for that offensive rebound and force the foul.
Look at Haggard taking that 3. She comes in second in the MIAA in three-point field goal percentage, and actually first for anybody who's taken more than 100 three-point attempts. She's also third in the league in three-point field goals made per game. Inbound comes to McConkey, left side, drive on the baseline, lost the handle on the ball. It's tipped out. Meyer will scoop it up. Now to Haggard. To Meyer, right wing. 3 on the way. It's good. Tanya Meyer with the first points of this ball game, and Northwest with an early 3-0 lead. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Berry over to the left side. Spins, kicks it out to the top of the key. Sanger tries to drive. Now gives it up for Fraundorfer. To the baseline right side. Burnbeck into the lane. Shot blocked away by Maiava, her team-leading ninth block of the season. And the outlet will go to Jalen Haggard. Cross midcourt with it to McConkey on the left wing. Looks in at Meyer. Now gets it to her on the block left side. Meyer with a couple of dribbles into the paint, spins, goes up with a shot, no good off the glass. Rebound tipped out, chased down by McKenzie Brown for Nebraska Kearney. Brown hit 32 threes this year and can shoot just about anywhere on the court. Over to the right side, got it to Berry. Berry drives, misses the shot, ball out of bounds off of Jamie Burnbeck, Northwest basketball. So we pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State women with the ball in a 3-0 lead that grows to 5-0 as Tanya Meyer backs down on the dribble on the post, hits the shot, has all 5 Northwest points. Nebraska Kearney with the ball as the Lopers work it to the right side. Michaela Berry wants to drive on McAndrews. Cut off, it swings out to the left side. And McKenzie Brown travels with the basketball. A little unsure whether to pass it inside or go ahead and dribble with it. So the turnover will give it back to Northwest.
We talked about Northwest playing much better basketball the last several games. Of course, a lot of those at home. One area that's hurt them this year is getting off the slow starts on the road, but so far after a great start here in Kearney.
Ball in the paint. Tanya Meyer misses the turnaround jumper. The rebound in Nebraska Kearney as Burnbeck gets the outlet to Michaela Berry, who will set the offense from the right side. Drives over to the left side. Jumper off the glass. No good. Maiava there for the rebound for Northwest. So Haggard takes the outlet, goes to the top of the key. Meyer has it there. Now Maiava over to the right, McConkey. She'll drive with it, take it off the glass. Shot no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds, and it is off the fingertips of Jamie Burnbeck. She was trying to fight off Maiava and Tanya Meyer for that board. And now Kennedy Sander will check into the lineup for the Lopers. Northwest will inbound baseline right as Haggard steps out, triggers it in over to McAndrews on the right wing. Now top of the key, Maiava. Back over to McAndrews. Gets a screen from Meyer. Steps back. Looked in at Meyer. Not there. Now to McConkey. Over to the left side for Haggard. Haggard will put it on the floor. Give it up for Maiava. Now to Meyer. Out on the perimeter. One-handed pass over to the right side. McConkey on the wing. At the top of the key with it. Now to Maiava. Left side. 8 on the shot clock. Inside to Meyer. Kick out to McConkey. Overthrown. And it goes out of bounds. Nebraska Kearney will get it back as Maria Dentlinger will check into the lineup for Northwest and take the place of Kehlani Maaba. 6:49 to play in the first quarter, 5-0. The lead for Northwest Missouri State over Nebraska Kearney. Melissa Fraundorfer goes on a drive down the right side of the lane. Double team, gets a pass across the lane to Sander, who can't hit the shot, but gets her own rebound. Kick out right side, Fraundorfer into the corner. Finds Sanger. Sanger will work it between the circles to Brown. Over to the left side, Barry tries to drive, and now we have a foul call. This one will go against Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the first against Northwest. And an inbound coming for Nebraska Kearney on the far sideline. Inbound will come to Michaela Berry between the circles. She works it to the right elbow, spins, kicks it back out top of the key to Brown. Brown will drive left side, spins in the paint, goes up with a shot left side, no good, but does draw a foul. We'll go to the free throw line for two for the Loafers. Foul on Mallory McConkie will be her first, team's second. Kenzie Brown spends a lot of time at the free throw line and does a pretty good job there. She's 39 of 45 this year. She'll have a couple of opportunities here. The first one is on the way and good.
Brown just does a pretty good job no matter where she's at on the floor.
First point of the game for Nebraska Kearney. Kylie Coleman checks into the lineup for Northwest. Second free throw from Brown is also good. So she knocked them both down. Now it's a 5-2 game. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the basketball. 6:12 to play in the first quarter. Haggard with it. Works it over to the right side for McConkie. She'll spin, go down the lane, get it out to Haggard. Top of the key for Coleman. Now to the left side, Dentlinger. Top of the key, McConkie. Started a drive, cut off. Now to Dentlinger, left corner. Gives it to her, Haggard. Haggard picks up the dribble, tries to get it to Dentlinger. It's knocked away. Coleman picks it up on the right wing. McConkie with the drive into the lane. Kick out to Haggard is taken away. The steal for Kelsey Sanger. She'll work it ahead to Barry. Barry hesitates, now goes on the drive, down to the baseline, kicks it into the paint. Little 10-footer for Mackenzie Brown is good. And Brown with all 4 points for Nebraska Kearney. That's their first field goal of this game with 5.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. 5-4 Northwest Missouri State lead. McConkie top of the key to Haggard on the right side. Haggard puts it on the floor, now works it in the corner for Dentlinger. Dentlinger takes a couple of dribbles. Back top of the key this time, McConkie. Haggard now to the left corner for Coleman. 6 on the shot clock. Top of the key, Meyer. Drives over to McConkie, right side. She bobbles the ball. It goes out of bounds on the baseline. And Nebraska Kearney will get it back. Zoe Hayward will check into the lineup for Northwest. Grace Berry will check in for Nebraska Kearney. So the Loafers with the basketball. Grace Berry will run the point. Just over 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Guarded by Hayward. Berry takes it to the left side. Into the corner it goes. That's Kelsey Sanger, and she loses the handle on the ball, but it was knocked out of her hand. Goes out of bounds, and the Loafers will have it after a timeout. 4:55 to play in the first quarter. 5-4. Northwest women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Kearney right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 4:49 to play in the first quarter. Kearney with the ball following the timeout. 5-4, Northwest Missouri State with the lead here in the first quarter. The inbound comes to the left side to Kelsey Sanger. She'll work it toward the top of the key. Crossover. Starts to drive. Kick out. Fraundorfer to the free throw line. Now into the paint. Up with the right hand. Shot off the glass is good for Alyssa Fraundorfer. First lead of the game for Nebraska Kearney at 6-5 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Jalen Haggard works it over to the right side. Kylie Coleman with it there. Now to Tanya Meyer. Meyer to Haggard. Over to the left side for Dentlinger. Now to Hayward. Hayward in the left corner. Works it up to the wing for Coleman. Coleman now to the left for Hayward. 7 on the shot clock. Hayward into the lane with the drive. Kicks it out to Meyer. Three-pointer on the way, and that one rattles out. Rebound underneath for Mackenzie Brown for Nebraska Kearney. Brown will spin after bringing it across midcourt. Kick it to Grace Berry. She dribbles to the left elbow. Out to the right side for Fraundorfer. On the drive she goes. Bounce pass underneath. Nice look. Kelsey or Kennedy Sander can't hit the shot, but she'll get two free throw attempts after a foul down low. This one against Zoe Hayward, her first. Sander to the line. She'll have two opportunities. First is up and good. First point of the game for Sander. The 7-5 lead. Northwest scored the first 5 points of the game, and Nebraska Kearney has scored the next 7. And the second free throw no good. The rebound to Maria Dentlinger for Northwest. Now to Haggard. She'll bring it across the timeline. Works the left side of the floor. Goes on the drive all the way to the basket. Shot off the glass won't go. Rebound for Meyer. Her follow no, but Tanya Meyer draws a foul. She'll get two opportunities at the free throw line. The Nebraska Kearney foul called on Kennedy Sander. That's her first, team's second.
Second deep pass against Fulbright.
Meyer, 18 of 22 at the line this year. Her first one is good. Michaela Berry checks into the lineup, takes the place of Alyssa Fraundorfer. The two Berries, Michaela and Grace, on this team, not related, one from Lincoln, one from Holdridge. The second free throw good for Tanya Meyer. She has all 7 Bearcat points. We're tied at 7. Mallory McConkey comes back into the lineup and takes the place of Maria Dentlinger. 3:37 to play in the first quarter. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Over to the right side. Michaela Berry on the wing. Gets the screen as she dribbles into the lane. Bounce pass down low on the pick and roll to Kennedy Sander. Shot no good. But another trip to the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney. This time around, it's Kylie Coleman called for her first. All 4 fouls against Northwest have resulted in free throw attempts for the Lopers. Excuse me, I should say 3 out of the 4 anyway. The first one here is good for Kennedy Sander. She is 2 of 3 at the line. Last trip down was there as well. Second free throw here is off the back of the rim, and Zoe Hayward with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard, 3:24 to play in the first quarter, 8-7 Nebraska Kearney. Hayward over to McConkey on the right side. McConkey with the bounce pass into Meyer. Top of the key, Hayward over to Haggard. Left side, 3 off the front of the rim. And a rebound for Nebraska Kearney to Mackenzie Brown. Brown with the bounce pass that is kicked by Hayward, caught by the official. So an inbound coming right in front of us for Nebraska Kearney. 3:06 to play in the first quarter. The inbound comes toward midcourt to Grace Berry. Dribbles over to the right. Now to the top of the key. Gives it for Michaela Berry. She'll drive down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. Partially blocked away. Rebound and follow is good, though, by Kennedy Sander for the Lopers. She has 4 points, and it's 10-7 Nebraska Kearney. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Meyer with a drive over to McConkey. Right side. Left open. Takes a 3. That one's no good. Rebound inside for Kelsey Sanger. Sanger will bring it across midcourt. Work it over to the left side. Brown, guarded by Hayward. Tries to drive on Hayward, and a bump. And this will be the 5th on Northwest, so a couple of free throw attempts coming up. That's the 2nd on Zoe Hayward.
Northwest has been physical on defense, and one of the results of that, they're sending Nebraska Kearney to the free throw line quite a bit here in the first quarter.
Brown is 2 of 2 at the line. She'll get two opportunities here with the first one off the back of the rim. Kehlani Ma'aba and Macy Williams check into the lineup. Meyer and Hayward to the sideline for Northwest. Second free throw on the way, and that one is good. So Brown hit one of the two, 5 points for her. 11-7, Nebraska Kearney's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Haggard dribbling with it between the circles, works it right side to Williams on the wing, into the corner, McConkie. McConkie inside, Coleman tries to drive the lane, knocked to the floor, so an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline right. Foul is against Kennedy Sanders. That'll be the second on Sanders. And into the lineup, Jamie Burnbeck for the Lopers, as Sander has two of the three fouls in this first quarter against Nebraska Kearney. Inbound coming from Haggard to the right side for Williams. Now to McConkie. Haggard top of the key. Over to the left side, Coleman. Coleman with a bounce pass inside to Ma'aba, that's taken away. Mackenzie Brown with the steal. She'll work it ahead on the left wing. Michaela Berry with it there. Wants to drive with it. Now kicks a pass over that's tipped. And Macy Williams comes out of there with it for Northwest. Williams to the top of the key with the dribble. Works it over to the right side for Coleman. Coleman now onto the left side. Williams. One dribble. Top of the key. McConkie. Over to the right side. Haggard. Into the corner. Coleman. Coleman will go top of the key. Williams inside to Ma'aba. Ma'aba spins. Up with the shot. No good. And a rebound for Nebraska Kearney and Grace Berry. Minute and a half to play in the first quarter. 11-7, Nebraska Kearney's lead over the Bearcats. Grace Berry on the right side gets it to the top of the key. Michaela Berry, who squares, is guarded by Macy Williams. Drives, one-handed pass into the corner. Taken by Brown. She drives, spins, goes down to the floor, and Ma'aba picks up the loose ball for Northwest. Ahead to Coleman, right side. Now to the corner for Haggard. Skip pass across to the left side. McConkie now up to Williams. She drives, tries to go to Ma'aba. It's tipped away and taken by Michaela Berry for Nebraska Kearney. Under a minute to play in the first quarter. Shot knocked away from Michaela Berry by Kylie Coleman, but Coleman will pick up her second foul. And this will send Berry to the free throw line to shoot two for the Lopers.
Look at the team exactly lining it up offensively for Nebraska Kearney. They're just 3 of 10 from the field. Northwest 2 of 11, where UNK has taken the lead here. It's just taking advantage of getting to the free throw line.
Kayla Berry with her first two chances at the free throw line. And the first free throw is good. In for Northwest, Mallory McAndrews. And for Nebraska Kearney, Kylie Bach. Also in for Nebraska Kearney is Alyssa Fraundorfer. Second free throw by Michaela Berry is good, so she hits both. And it's a 13-7 lead for Nebraska Kearney over Northwest Missouri State. 53 seconds to play in the first quarter. Haggard gets the screen, top of the key, drives now to the corner for Macy Williams. She'll take a three from there, and it's good. Macy Williams has kind of got the hot hand from the outside here over the last couple of weeks. That's her 8th three-pointer of the season. That's a 13-10 game. Lopers with the lead in the ball. Bounce pass inside to Burnbeck. Shot no good. And they're also going to call a held ball with a possession arrow, giving it to Northwest Missouri State with 34 seconds to play in the first quarter.
Macy kind of slid over and forced that held ball. So does the job on the offensive side. Comes down on defense and forces Northwest to get the ball back off the held ball.
Haggard will walk it across midcourt. About 4 seconds difference between the two clocks, so Haggard will work as much of it as possible. Given some space by Grace Berry. Now at 15 on the clock, starts the offense. Top of the key, McConkie. Over to the right side, McAndrews. McAndrews down low to Ma'aba. Ma'aba backing it in on the dribble. Spins, shot off the glass. Good. 4K Lonnie Ma'aba. First points for Ma'aba. Lopers quickly up the floor. Over to the left side. Bach on the wing. Will launch a three. Well short. McAndrews the rebound. And at the end of the first quarter, it's a 13-12 game. Nebraska Kearney with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square.
Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State and the University of Nebraska, Kearney, 13-12 as we head to the second quarter. The Loafers with the lead over the Bearcats. Tonight's game underwritten by Bonley Auto, located at 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller.
And Bearcats struggled some offensively in the first quarter, shooting just over 30%, 4-13. But, man, I like the shots they were getting. They were getting a few inside off drives through the bucket, and then on the outside getting some good looks. I think if you just keep that up, some of those will begin to fall here as this game goes along.
Across midcourt, Michaela Berry with the dribble for the Loafers. Gets it to the top of the key. Fraundorfer drives up with the shot. No good. Rebound Fraundorfer. She'll bring it out of the paint and get a pass out near midcourt to Berry. Michaela Berry with a crossover and drive. Gets off balance. Kicks it out to the left corner. Sanger on the drive into the lane. Has it knocked away, but it's picked up left side. Birnbeck. Her shot won't go. And the rebound tipped out by Fraundorfer. It goes to the left wing. A three-pointer is good for Michaela Berry. 5 for Michaela Berry, and it's a 16-12 game. The Loafers with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with their first possession of the second quarter. Williams on the right side. Down to the baseline with the dribble. Now to Ma'aba, right wing. She takes a three, in and out, no good. And the rebound to Mackenzie Brown for Nebraska Kearney. She'll give it up to Michaela Berry, who will back it up near the center circle to set the offense. Now gets the screen, brings it to the top of the key. Goes on a drive over to the left side. A runner falls out. And the rebound for Birnbeck. Birnbeck's follow off the glass is good. First points for Jamie Birnbeck. And it's an 18-12 lead for Nebraska Kearney. Northwest Missouri State with it. McConkie on the left wing. 8:43 to play in the first quarter. McConkie drives baseline. Spins. Fade away. Off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Fraundorfer. She'll work it ahead on the left side to Sanger. Sanger out to the right side. Michaela Berry, long three. That's off the back of the rim. Ma'aba with the rebound for Northwest Missouri State. Out to Macy Williams. Over to Haggard across the timeline on the right side. 6-point lead for Nebraska Kearney. McAndrews with it on the left wing. Top of the key for McConkie. Over to the right, Haggard. Now back to Williams. Williams dribbles with it. Drives down the lane. Bounce pass into the corner for Haggard. Now out to Williams. Williams into McConkie, cutting through. A runner is good for Mallory McConkie. First points for McConkie, 18-14. Nebraska Kearney's lead over Northwest. 7:57 to play in the first half. Michaela Berry with it on the right side. On the wing with it. Crossover into the lane. Cross the lane. Now spins. Kicks it out to Fraundorfer. Over to the right side wing. Sanger. Sanger to the top of the key. Works it to Mackenzie Brown. Brown down the right side of the lane, goes up with the runner off the glass, in and out, no good. Ma'aba the rebound for Northwest. She's done a good job on the boards the last several games for the Cats. Ma'aba has it left side, gets it over to McAndrews on the wing. Now top of the key, Macy Williams. She'll drive, get double team, kick out to McConkie. Along the baseline she goes, into the lane, now to Ma'aba. A dribble, left-handed shot, won't go. Ma'aba tips the rebound and will be called for going over the back, so that will be the first on Kehlani Ma'aba. Maria Dettlinger and Tanya Meyer into the lineup for Northwest. Ma'aba and Williams to the sideline for the Bearcats. 7:18 to play in the first half. 18-14, the lead for the Loafers. Michaela Berry walks it up the floor. Working it on the right side. Guarded by McAndrews. Now over to the left of the lane. Kicks it out to the right wing. A three on the way from Fraundorfer off the front of the rim. Nice block out by Maria Dentlinger. It kept Jamie Birnbeck away from the ball, and she gets the board. Down to Haggard. Over to the left side, McConkie. Inside to Meyer. Top of the key, McAndrews. She'll work it right side to Haggard. Now to the corner for Dentlinger. Dentlinger to Meyer. Down the right side of the lane. Goes up with the shot, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. Meyer with 9 points. Then it's an 18-16 game. Nebraska Kearney with the lead in the basketball. Fraundorfer at the top of the key, down the right side of the lane, goes up with the shot, and it's stuck. So they'll go to the arrow. I still can't believe we saw that on a free throw the other day.
I know it. We've seen some weird things through the years, but that was the most bizarre one. Of course, this one you'll see from time to time. The ball just kind of got stuck between the bottom of the rim and the backboard that time around, but it just kind of bounced delicately at the top of the rim there, just stayed there a couple weeks ago.
So Northwest with the basketball with the held ball arrow pointing their direction. And Haggard brings it across midcourt. A chance to tie or take the lead on this trip. Over to Dentlinger, right side. Out on the wing, McAndrews. Bounce pass high post, Meyer. Out to McConkie. Now to McAndrews, right side. One dribble. Thought about a three. Instead to Haggard. Over to the left side, Dentlinger. In the corner, McConkie. 10 on the shot clock. McConkie with a dribble to McAndrews. Inside to Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. A kick over to Dentlinger. 17-footer. Good for Maria Dentlinger. And we're tied. First points for Dentlinger. 18-18 game. Nebraska Kearney with the basketball. Drive to the left side for Michaela Berry. And an illegal screen set by Nebraska Kearney. That's going to go on Alyssa Fraundorfer. And that will be the second on Fraundorfer. Player who averages 12.5 points a game. Right now has two, and she's heading back to the bench as Katie Brown comes in for the Lopers. 5:53 to play in the first half. Game tied at 18. Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney. First time since 2014 the Bearcats have played Nebraska Kearney here in Kearney. Meyer inside, top of the key McConkie, right side Haggard. Now to the corner for Dentlinger. Gives it to McAndrews, a pass behind her, but Haggard will pick up the loose ball. Over to the left, McConkie. Shot fake, drive, up with the shot, left side. Good for Mallory McConkie, and the Bearcats are back on top. Four for McConkie, 20-18, Northwest up. It's been kind of a game of miniature runs so far. Pass out to the left side in the corner. Brown starts to drive between the circles. A pass to Sanger. Now over to the left. Brown starts to drive down the left side of the lane. Off balance, and they're going to call her with a travel. So that will give it back to Northwest with 5:09 to play in the first half. A two-point Bearcat lead. Jalen Haggard walks it up the floor for Northwest. Now picks up the pace. Gets it ahead to Dentlinger. Over to the left wing, McAndrews. Top of the key, McConkie. On to the right side, Haggard. High post for Meyer. They tried the give and go. It's tipped loose. Meyer will pick it up. McAndrews over to the left. McConkie will take a three. That's good. Mallory McConkie with her fourth three of the season. She has 7 points in this first half, and it's 23-18 Northwest. On the right side, Michaela Berry with it. Crossover, drive into the lane. A runner from eight is good for Berry. That's seven for Berry. 23-20, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble for the Cats. Gets a screen, top of the key. Kick out to McAndrews, left side. Now back up top for Dentlinger. She'll drive with it down the right side of the lane. The layup is good for Maria Dentlinger. 4 points for Dentlinger. Double her season average. Game with 4:08 to go in the first half. It's a five-point Northwest lead. Now Michaela Berry with it on the left side. Gets it out to the top of the key. Sanger down the left side of the lane. Up with the shot, no good. But a foul call will send her to the line for two. Jalen Haggard will be called for her first. It'll bring us to a timeout with Northwest Missouri State leading Nebraska Kearney 25-20, 3:58 to play in the first half. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for KXDV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
We're back in Kearney, Nebraska, 25-20. Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Nebraska Kearney, 3:58 to play in the first half. Tonight's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing service. And Northwest Dell carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kelsey Sanger at the line out of the timeout for Nebraska. Kearney misses the first of her two free throw attempts. And the second one on the way and good. So she hit one of the two.
For Northwest, they shot poorly in the first quarter, but again, they were getting their offense and getting good looks here in the second quarter. Those shots are beginning to go down. 6 of 9 from the field here in the second quarter.
Dentlinger with it in the left corner. Brings it out top of the key. Haggard back to Dentlinger. Drives to the high post. Kicks it out right side. McAndrews now to McConkie. Shot fake. Driving the baseline. Bounce pass into Haggard. Fakes inside. Goes baseline. Back out to McConkie. 5 on the shot clock. McConkie up with the runner in the lane. Too hard. And the rebound for Michaela Berry for Nebraska Kearney. One-handed pass over to the left side. Shot by Grace Berry. Too strong. And back to pick up the rebound. Maria Dentlinger for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats up by 4. 3:17 to play in the first half. Dentlinger between the circles. Left side for McAndrews. And now, ball loose. And an inbound coming for Northwest on the baseline left as it was knocked out by Nebraska Kearney. Haggard will inbound to Meyer, who hands it for Haggard. Haggard with the crossover, up with the three-pointer, no good. Rebound underneath, taken by Grace Berry for Nebraska Kearney. Ahead to Michaela Berry. She stops in the left wing. Now gives it up to Grace Berry, top of the key, back to Michaela. Michaela guarded by McAndrews, drives, double team, shot, no good. Rebound and follow, tipped away by Kennedy Sander, can't hit the shot. But it's picked up by Michaela Berry, who hits a 10-footer on the right side. That's 9 for Berry, and it's 25-23. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. Dentlinger with it just off the block. Now top of the key, McConkie. On to the right side for Haggard. Haggard looks inside at Meyer, gets it to her. Turn around, hook shot, no good. And the rebound for Berry. That's Michaela ahead to Grace Berry for Nebraska Kearney. Jump pass back to Michaela. She's at the top of the key with it. Will drive once again down the left side of the lane. Throws it up. No good. Rebound Tanya Meyer for Northwest. 2:09 to play in the first half. A 2-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Haggard between the circles. Now to Meyer. An NBA range three, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. Second three of the game for Meyer. She has 12 points in this first half. And it's 28-23 Northwest Missouri State. Under 2 minutes to play in the half. Now a nice look down low by Grace Berry finding Kennedy Sander, who hits the shot. 6 points for Sander. And it's 28-25. Bearcats with a lead in the basketball. 1:36 to go in the first half. Left side, Haggard to the top of the key. Parsons. Now down low to Meyer. Meyer to the baseline. Kick out left side. Haggard takes a three. Nothing but net for Jalen Haggard. First point of the game for Haggard. Northwest up by 6. 1:17 to play in the first half. Over to the right side for Grace Berry. Drive down the lane. Spins. Kicks it into the corner. Three-pointer from Katie Brown. Off to the right. Long rebound to the free throw line. McAndrews after it for Northwest. Bearcats will slow it down as we hit a minute to play in the first half. 6-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Haggard being forced to stay on the left side by Kelsey Sanger. Puts up a three as she's knocked to the floor and knocks it down. Haggard with back-to-back threes. She has 6 points and it's 34-25 Northwest. Left side, Michaela Berry down to the baseline with a dribble. Looks at a cutter, nothing there. Over to the right side on the wing. Katie Brown now tries to drive. Looking to get rid of it. May have gotten away with the travel. Back out to Michaela Berry near the center circle. Coach Scheel wanted the travel call. Now Berry on the right side. Backs up. Toe on the line. Takes the shot. Rattles out. Rebound inside. Picked up by Carney. And a drive by Katie Brown. She hits the shot. Brown with her first points of the ball game. 10 seconds to go in the half. 34-27 Northwest. Taggart at the top of the key. Crosses over, drives, takes it all the way to the hoop, and hits the shot. Strong finish to the half for Jalen Haggard, and Northwest Missouri State will take a 9-point lead into the halftime locker room, 36-27. We'll be back with more from Kearney, Nebraska, right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarylandDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Marcus Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com.
Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State with a 36-27 lead over Nebraska Kearney. Both teams with a bit of a slow start, but I think overall one of the better halves for this Northwest women's team.
Oh, no doubt about it, especially second quarter. They were getting good looks in the first quarter. The shots just weren't going on. The second quarter, things started to change. They were getting some of the same looks, and those shots were going down. Again, they shot very well from the field in the second quarter, shooting 63%. Really, the only thing that's keeping Nebraska Kearney in the game is just Nebraska Kearney's offensive rebounds. They pulled down nine offensive boards, and look at Kearney on the second chance points. They scored 15 second chance points, and that's, I think, one stat that's keeping UNK in this game. Northwest, otherwise, really playing well.
And really, I think a lot of those second chance points is when you look at the style of the offense for Nebraska Kearney. They've got a lot of players inside because they're driving and really going hard to the hoop.
Yeah, that they are, and a lot of their shots are not falling, and again, they're in pretty good position to get the offensive rebound after that, but boy, you have to like the way Northwest shot the ball in the second quarter, and really doing a good job moving away from the ball, and again, that's one thing that Buck mentioned in the pregame interview, going from a good shot to a better shot, and that's what we saw there in the second quarter.
Northwest Missouri State women with a 36-27 lead over Nebraska Kearney. The men's teams will meet up a little bit later on this evening. When we come back, we'll hear from Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer. That's after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients. More at MarylandSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
At the half of the women's game, 36-27, Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the Lopers. Later on, the men's teams meet up, and Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer joining us. And Coach, I tell you what, Monday was a lot of fun. I know going into that, even though it was a holiday, you have to think, on a Monday afternoon, what kind of crowd could you potentially get? I'm sure Central was coming in thinking, oh, this is going to be perfect. Great crowd, and your guys really responded to it.
Yeah, we were really excited about the crowd, and they got into the game as well, and it was a really fun atmosphere. And Central Missouri, you could kind of feel it in warm-ups, you know, the way they were warming up. You could hear them down the other end, and it's kind of one of those things when we went down right before we came up to start the game, and it was one of those things you kind of feel like they were ready to go, you know, UCM was, and obviously they came out with a ton of energy, and they were really locked in, hit shots, and we didn't come out with great energy to start, and, you know, that was one of the biggest things we told the team is, you know, who cares who we're playing, you know, what their energy level is. We want to be consistent every single game, our energy the highest it can be. And that's something we can control, and then you hope when teams come out like that, you've already matched it with your energy to start.
We've seen a lot of similarities in games. I can't remember many games where your opponent didn't come out high energy. We always talk about the target on the back, that sort of thing, and it seems like teams are coming out ready to play, but your guys seem to be very patient with that and know they can work through that and play well in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're confident that, you know, defensively and you know, obviously having Justin out there and guys that can shoot it, that we're going to be able to put runs together. But you still want to come out hopefully at a high level to start the game and not get behind early. We didn't do a very good job guarding the ball. They ran a lot of isolation stuff. They did a good job of finding mismatches and driving us. And then, you know, Justin gets two fouls early, which, you know, we kind of tell him, hey, you know, don't get your third foul, be smart. You know, a lot of times it's a situation where if somebody's driving and Justin can prevent it and get a foul, it's better just let a guy go score rather than him get his third foul. But it got to where, you know, he was almost not playing any defense and giving up quite a few angles. But that's just kind of how we are. We don't want him getting his third foul. We need him on the floor. And I think him getting those two early, it kind of softened us up a little bit defensively. Because as we always talk about, he's a great defender, both help side and on the ball. But when you get that mentality, I don't want to pick up a foul, a lot of times it kind of softens you defensively as a whole.
You guys are playing in a gym tonight that we haven't seen a Bearcat team here since 2014. So you've got a lot of guys that haven't played here. But the experiences that you had last year in different gyms, the experiences you've had this year in Kentucky, down at Municipal already, that sort of thing. Can that, even though you haven't played here, can playing in different venues and different fields like that prepare guys for being in a different place?
I think so. And then, like you said, a good example, Lincoln Memorial, I mean, that's a top five team in a gym that wasn't a very good offensive gym. You know, the rims were pretty tight. You didn't get a lot of rolls, and it was a tough place to play, but we were still able to go in there, play with confidence, defend, and kind of play our game. So, yeah, I think that helps us playing in different spots throughout the year. And yeah, like you said, it's been 4 or 5 years since we played here. When we called to get shoot-around times, they, you know, the assistants text us the directions on how to get here as if we forgot how to get here. It's been so long, so we definitely got that. But now we're looking forward to it. You know, we have some Nebraska guys as well, and hopefully it'll be a fun one tonight.
What do you expect out of Kearney tonight?
They're going to run their high-low stuff. Trey Landsman, you know, he's been really, really good for them over the years. He can score it off the bounce. He can shoot the three. He can post up. He does a lot of different things. He probably would prefer to play on the perimeter more, but he's just so good at taking what defenses give him. And it's going to be similar to UCM. They're going to look to drive us, and I'm sure they watched film and saw that we didn't do a great job guarding the ball, especially in the first half of that game. And and they're going to look for driving opportunities, and we got to be able to chop our feet, defend the ball, and be in our gaps defensively, and just play our team defense. But they're a really good team, especially at home. You know, they're one of those teams that they've struggled on the road, and they've been really good at home. So, and obviously the game's at home tonight, so they're going to be good.
All right, Coach, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They'll face Nebraska Kearney a little bit later on this evening. We're at the half of the women's game, 36-27. Northwest with the lead. We're back with some first half stats after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska at the half of the women's matchup of our MIAA doubleheader, 36-27. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. A look at some of the numbers from the first half. Northwest was led in scoring by Tanya Meyer, who finished with 12 points. 8 points for Jalen Haggard. She was 2 of 4 from 3-point range. Also had 3 assists without a turnover in that first half. 7 points for Mallory McConkie. She hit a 3-pointer in the first half. 4 points for Maria Dentlinger. 3 points for Macy Williams. Hit the only shot attempt she had in the first half. It was a 3-pointer. And Kehlani Maiava with 2 points, but leading both teams in rebounding with 5 so far. On the other side for Nebraska Kearney, 9 points out of Michaela Berry leading the way for them. 7 points for Kennedy Sander off the bench for Nebraska Kearney as well. One of their other leaders for this team, Alyssa Fraundorfer, has spent some time on the bench picking up 2 of the 4 fouls called against Nebraska Kearney in the first half. But Northwest Missouri State right now with the lead, 36-27. Second half action is coming your way next here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, as the two teams head to the floor for the start of the second half, the Northwest Missouri State women hold a 36-27 lead over Nebraska Kearney. Both Bearcat teams will be hanging out here in Kearney and then heading down to Hays, Kansas. They'll match up with Fort Hays State University on the road on Saturdays. Those games at 2 and 4 o'clock, and we'll have them for you along the Bearcat Radio Network. Nebraska Kearney will have the ball to start the second half. Michaela Berry brings it across midcourt. Now between the circles, works it over to the left side for Fraundorfer. Underneath on a backdoor cut, a nice look and pass. Shot good for Kelsey Sanger. That's 3 points for Sanger. Northwest with now with their first possession of the second half. Mahava top of the key over to the right side, McConkie. Inside to Meyer, cutting to the lane. Meyer misses the shot. The rebound tipped out to Michaela Berry for Nebraska Kearney. Over to the right side, on the wing. A three-pointer on the way. No good for Mackenzie Brown. Rebound tipped. Haggard has it knocked away, and it's picked up by Sanger. She'll get it out to Michaela Berry, and the Lopers will reset the offense. 7-point Northwest Missouri State lead. Left side, Berry on the drive, goes to the bucket, misses the shot, tips the rebound out to the right wing, and now a three on the way from Sanger. That's no good. McConkie in position for the rebound, gets an over-the-back call. This will go against Alyssa Fraundorfer, and that will be the third on Fraundorfer. That's been a big key in this game as well. The second leading scorer for Nebraska Kearney has been in foul trouble throughout. We're a minute into the third quarter. Over to the right side, McConkie. Inside for Meyer. Meyer with a couple of dribbles. A shot off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Now we'll dribble out of trouble. And they're going to call her for a travel. And that will give it back to Nebraska Kearney with 8:53 to play in the third quarter. 36-29, Northwest Missouri State lead. Michaela Berry on the left side of the floor, brings it to the top of the key. Now over to the left side, Fraundorfer on the drive, layup off the glass, no good. And Mahava the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Haggard, ahead to McConkie on the left wing. Inside to Meyer, pass too tall for her. It will go out of bounds and belong to the Lopers.
Probably first half, turnovers weren't much of a problem for the Bearcats. They had six, I think, at the end of the half, but most of those came early in the ball game as well. That second quarter, they really took care of the basketball well and ran their offense well.
Berry with a drive down the right side of the lane, picks up the dribble, kicks it out to the left side for Fraundorfer. She'll start a drive, bring it to the free throw line. Now over to the right side, Berry, shot fake from three, goes into the lane. The floater is good for Michaela Berry. 11 for Berry, 36-31. The lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats get the score in this third quarter. We're 2 minutes in. Now between the circles is Haggard. Gets a screen from Mahava. Over to the left side. Now one-handed pass to Meyer. Three-pointer on the way. Good for Tanya Meyer. Third three of the game for Meyer. She has 15 points, and it's 38-31. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Nebraska Kearney with the ball. Berry over to the right side with the dribble. Gets it down low. On the block for Burnbeck. Through the lane. Up with a shot. No good. But a foul call will send her to the free throw line. This will go on Kehlani Mahava. That'll be the second on Mahava. First against Northwest in this third quarter. And Burnbeck to the line for the first time tonight. First of the two for Burnbeck. No good. Maria Dettlinger into the lineup to take the place of Mahava. Second free throw attempt coming up for Burnbeck. And that one off as well. And Burnbeck, knowing it was off, went for the rebound but crossed the line too early. So Northwest Missouri State will inbound with 7:33 to play in the third quarter. An 8-point Bearcat lead. They led by 9 at the half. Across midcourt comes Jalen Haggard. Gets a screen from Dettlinger. Over to the right side. Now onto the left for McAndrews. McAndrews between the circles. McConkey. Right side Haggard. Looks down low. Tries to get it to Meyer. And the ball is kicked and taken away by Lopers. No call on the kick. Ahead on the left side for Fraundorfer. Now to the high post. It goes to Burnbeck. Back to Fraundorfer on the drive. Right side, Michaela Berry takes the long three. It's no good. Haggard with a rebound on the backside for Northwest. Haggard will dribble it across the timeline, work it left side for Meyer. Another long three for Meyer is off the front of the rim. And the rebound for Kelsey Sanger for Nebraska Kearney. Sanger started a drive. Haggard steps in her way. Now over to the right side for Berry. Berry will get it out top of the key, McKenzie Brown. Brown tries to drive, and McConkey knocks it away and gets the steal. Out to Haggard, 39-31, Northwest Missouri State, 6.5 to play in the third quarter. Haggard over to the left side, top of the key for Meyer. Tried to fire it down low to Dettlinger, overthrows it, goes out of bounds, and Nebraska Kearney will get it back. Michaela Berry walks it up the floor, looks over at her head coach, Carrie Amy, to get the play call. Across the timeline, she goes to the right side of the floor, guarded by McAndrews, now works it to the top of the key. Sanger with it there. Sanger wants to drive on Haggard, cut off, kicks it out to the right side, and now a drive by Fraundorfer. Turnaround jumper, no good in the lane. The rebound tipped to the free throw line, and McConkey will chase it down for Northwest.
Rocky's putting together a very good game.
Haggard across midcourt with a dribble, lets her teammates set up in the half court, over to the left side to McConkey. She's got it on the wing. Gets a screen from Meyer to the free throw line. Now to the baseline. Dettlinger out to Haggard. A three on the way. No good. But the rebound on the backside for Fraundorfer for the Lopers. Outlet to Berry. Still an 8-point lead for Northwest. Berry to the baseline. Kick into the left corner. Mackenzie Brown takes the three. No good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. 5:25 to go in the third quarter. Northwest Missouri State up 39-31. Over to the left side. Meyer with it on the wing. Now to McAndrews, to McConkey, over to the right, Haggard. Around to McAndrews at the top of the key, works it to Haggard on the right wing, gets a screen from Meyer. Gets to her on the pick and roll, she'll drive on the baseline, cut off, spins in the lane, up with a shot off the glass, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. 17 for Meyer, and the Bearcats are up by 10, 41-31. Their first double-digit lead of the game as we go inside 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Berry to the top of the key. Fraundorfer fakes on a three, drives, ball knocked out of her hands and out of bounds by Dettlinger. In for Northwest, Kehlani Mahava after a timeout. 41-31 Northwest lead, 4:46 to play in the third quarter. We're back to Kearney, Nebraska in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 41-31. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska. Kearney, 4:46 to play in the third quarter. Tonight's game underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Pittsenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. That'll be Nebraska Kearney ball coming out of the timeout. They'll be inbounding on their own baseline right side. Inbound will come from Kelsey Sanger to the baseline left. Gets it to Katie Brown. Into the lane she goes. Nice look down low. Found Sander. Sander with the shot off the glass on the reverse. 8 points for Sander. And it's 41-33. Northwest Missouri State with the ball. They also have the lead. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Haggard onto the left side to McConkie. Back over to Haggard. Starts to drive. Steps back. Gives it for McAndrews. McAndrews to the free throw line. Back to the top of the key. Over to Haggard. Right side. Looks in at Mahaba. And now 3 seconds in the lane. Called against Kehlani Mahaba. That will give it back to Nebraska Kearney. Grace Berry comes back into the lineup for Nebraska Kearney and takes the place of Kelsey Sanger. Michaela Berry runs the point for the Lopers. 41-33, Northwest Missouri State lead. Berry on the left wing with the crossover to the top of the key. Now on to the left side. Now back to Berry. Quick three on the way. Good. Michaela Berry with her second three of the game. 28th on the season. She has 14 points, and it's a five-point game. 41-36, Northwest Missouri State on top with the ball. And now McConkie tried to go inside, and Berry gets the steal. One-on-one with McAndrews. Now McConkie gets back defensively, and Berry hits the shot. 16 for Berry. 3:40 to play in the third quarter. Coach Shield tells Galen Haggard to dribble over toward the sideline, and he'll take a timeout. 3:34 to go in the third, a three-point game. 41-38, Northwest with the lead. We'll be back to Nebraska Kearney right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Out of the timeout, Jalen Haggard with a miss on the shot. Kearney out of there with the ball. Right now on an 8-0 run and a three-pointer from Michaela Berry, no good. She's got all 8 of those points in that run, and Northwest with the rebound. Bearcats up 41-38, 3:04 to play in the third quarter. Over to the right side, Tanya Meyer. Now McAndrews looks inside at Mahaba, not there, to Coleman. Over to the left side, now into Meyer on the block. A couple of dribbles for her and a double team shot. And a foul will send Tanya Meyer to the free throw line to shoot two. This one will be called on Katie Brown. That'll be the first on Brown. Second against Nebraska Kearney in this third quarter, and Tanya Meyer to the line where she is 2-of-2 tonight.
They got a last timeout by Coach Shield. Very good timeout, sensing the Lopers on that run, getting a little bit more momentum. Hopefully they can stop that momentum here for the last 3 minutes of this quarter.
First of two good for Meyer. We pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Bearcat Radio Network. Second free throw by Meyer, also good. Bearcats back up by 5, 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Top of the key, Brown on the drive, stops, jumper off the glass is good for Katie Brown. 4 points for Brown, 2:36 to go in the third quarter. Haggard has the screen either direction, goes left with it. Now to Meyer, top of the key. On to the right side, McAndrews fakes on a three. Goes on a drive to Mahava, just outside the paint. Back to McAndrews. Three on the way. It's off the back of the rim. Mahava tried to tip the rebound, but they're going to get her for going over the back of Kennedy Sanders. And that'll be the third on Kehlani Mahava. Nebraska Kearney will bring Alyssa Frauendorfer back into the lineup. Maria Dentlinger will check in for Mahava. 2:19 to go in the third quarter, 43-40. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over Nebraska Kearney. Bearcats have had the lead in the bulk of this game, and it's been as big as 10 at 41-31. On the left side, drive by Grace Berry. Now a kick into the left corner. Shot faked by Frauendorfer. Tries to drive, cut off by Meyer. Out between the circles for Mackenzie Brown. Leaves it top of the key for Michaela Berry. Drive down the lane on McAndrews. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Dentlinger in good position for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet ahead to McAndrews. Cross midcourt right side. Now to Dentlinger, top of the key. Over to the left side, Coleman. For Haggard.
Meyer, go for that one. Here you go.
Meyer will set a screen. Haggard puts up a shot just inside the arc. No good. Rebound for Mackenzie Brown for Nebraska Kearney. Still a three-point Northwest lead, 1:35 to play in the third quarter. Over to the left side, down the lane, underhanded layup by Grace Berry, no good. Kylie Coleman the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard, ahead to McAndrews on the right side. McAndrews puts it on the floor twice, now to Coleman, top of the key. Over to the left for Haggard, into the corner, Dentlinger. She'll dribble it up to the wing, give it up for McAndrews, top of the key. Over to the left side, now back to Haggard. Haggard down the lane with the shot off the glass, and it's good for Jalen Haggard. Haggard into double-digit scoring with 10. Northwest Missouri State back up by 5. A minute to play in the third quarter. On the right, Michaela Berry with it on the wing, guarded by McAndrews. Berry will dribble to the right elbow, take a 15-footer. It goes 14. The rebound underneath for Nebraska Kearney as Grace Berry kicks it back out to Michaela Berry. 8 on the shot clock. The ball didn't hit the rim. Michaela Berry wanted to drive. Bounce pass inside. Shot knocked away from Frauendorfer, but a foul call will send her to the line for 2. This will go against Mallory McAndrews. That'll be her second. Alyssa Frauendorfer to the line for the first time tonight. She's got just 2 points tonight. 12 and a half is her average on the season, but she's been in foul trouble really right from the start. First free throw here, rattles down.
And she's also the only player for Nebraska Kearney who's picked up a foul in this game.
Macy Williams and Zoe Hayward both into the ball game for Northwest. Haggard and McAndrews will get a quick breather for the Cats.
Need to check that. It looks like Brown and Sanders also picked up fouls. There's a look down the list just a bit further.
Second free throw is up, and that one is good. So Frauendorfer hit both. She has 4 points, and it's 45-42 Northwest Missouri State. Just over a half a minute to play in the third quarter. Macy Williams at the top of the key. Spires the dribble, gives it for Coleman. Now to Hayward, between the circles, over to the left side to Meyer in the block. Triple team, kick out right side, Coleman on the drive. Over to the left side, Williams, now to Hayward. With 10 on the shot clock, Coleman goes on a drive, up with the floater in the lane, good for Kylie Coleman. First point for Coleman, and Nebraska Kearney quickly the other way. 6 seconds to play in the quarter, underhanded layup, knocked away by Hayward, but they're going to call her for a foul. And the foul will be the third on Zoe Hayward. Fourth team foul against Northwest. And then it will result in 2 free throws for Grace Berry for Nebraska Kearney. You see more and more of those underhanded layups in the game today. I know I had basketball coaches that you took an underhanded layup, whether you made it or not, you ran about 12 miles.
It's amazing how the game changes through the years.
Second one off the front of the rim, no good. Northwest up by 4. 2 seconds on the clock at half court. Coleman throws it up. This one off to the right. The end of the third quarter. Northwest with a 47-43 lead over Nebraska Kearney. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozinga Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at MozingaLake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State with the ball to start the fourth quarter. They lead 47-43. McConkie to McAndrews down the lane. She bobbled it. Meyer picked it up out to McAndrews. Shot fake, couple of dribbles, a three good for Mallory McAndrews. First points of the game for McAndrews. Northwest up by seven, 9:35 to play. Nebraska Kearney with it. Over on the left elbow is Grace Berry. Berry will give it up to Fraundorf, who drives and is fouled as she goes up with the shot. This will go against Tanya Meyer, and that'll be the first on Meyer. First team foul against Northwest in this third quarter as well. First of two attempts for Fraundorfer, in and out. Now two of three at the line, 4 points. Michaela Berry back into the game. Takes the place of Mackenzie Brown. And Fraundorfer will attempt a second free throw. 9:27 to play. Free throw is on the way and good. 5 points now for Fraundorfer. 50-44, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Bearcats with the basketball. Haggard across the timeline with the crossover to the left side. Into the corner, McConkie. McConkie with the drive. Gets it out to McAndrews. McAndrews to Haggard between the circles. Over to the right side. Goes to Dentlinger. She tried to get a pass into Meyer. It's kicked out of bounds by Fraundorfer. So an inbound for Northwest.
I think the Loafers have a number of players that should be playing soccer. We've seen a lot of balls that they've been kicking around in this one.
I think that's the first one that's been called.
I think so.
9:09 to go. Inbound to the right side, McAndrews. Dribbles up to the wing. Now to Haggard. Haggard gets a screen from Meyer. Tried to go to on the pick and roll, and it's taken away. Kelsey Sanger with a steal. Head on the left side to Grace Berry. Tries to go inside, and Tanya Meyer takes it back. Good hustle to get back on defense by Meyer, and now Haggard will slow the pace a bit. Picked up by Sanger. Gets it to Meyer. Now over to the right side for McConkie. McConkie gets by her defender. Onto the baseline. Reverse layup. Good for Mallory McConkie. Fraundorfer went for the steal, didn't get it. McConkie took advantage. Northwest up 52-44. Now a drive by Fraundorfer. Goes up with a shot, couldn't get it. Partially blocked by Maria Dentlinger and Tanya Meyer with a rebound for Northwest.
Good start for this fourth quarter for the Bearcats. Again, the fourth quarter of the last couple of games has been a problem for them. They played three very good quarters this evening here on the road. Let's see how they finish this one out.
On the left side, open Haggard. 15-footer, good for Jalen Haggard. That's 12 for Haggard. Northwest back up by 10 for a second time in the game. Timeout. Nebraska Kearney, 8:10 to play, 54-44. Northwest will be back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at tiffanycare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 54-44. The Northwest Missouri State women with the lead over Nebraska Kearney, their second double-digit lead of this game. Tonight's game being underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville and Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main, also in Maryville.
Well, the Bearcats out the gate here in the fourth quarter, starting off a 7-1 run to begin this fourth quarter, so a great start. Hopefully they can keep it up.
8-10 to play. Northwest will have the ball. Nope, it will be Nebraska Kearney. Maria Dettlinger tried to get the inbound, but they weren't going to give it to her.
For the shot.
Yeah. So the Loafers with it. Grace Berry will run the point. She's between the circles with it at the top of the key. Now over to the high post right for Fraundorfer. Fraundorfer with a shot fake. Tries to drive. And we've got a foul call coming against Northwest. Should be Maria Dettlinger, and that is the case. That'll be the first on Dettlinger. Second team foul against Northwest in the fourth quarter. And an inbound from the baseline right for Grace Berry. Gets it out to Michaela Berry. She's at the top of the key. Drives down the right side of the lane. Picks it up on the block. Needs to get rid of it. Now out to the top of the key. Sanger. She'll try a drive. Gets by Haggard and hits the layup on the right. Kelsey Sanger with 5 points. 54-46. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. 7:38 to play. Looking at a 2-3 zone defense out of the Loafers. Loafers have been playing man-to-man most of this ball game. On to the left side for McAndrews. McAndrews looked inside, nothing there to Haggard near the center circle. Now over to the left side for McConkey, onto the wing McAndrews, back to McConkey, wide open three, off the back of the rim. Rebound four, Alyssa Fraundorfer four, Nebraska Kearney. 54-46 Northwest. Michaela Berry on a drive, over to the right side, shot off the glass, no good, but the rebound picked up by Mackenzie Brown. Out to Berry. Now to the right side, Grace Berry. Top of the key with it. She goes on a drive. A floater in the paint. Rattles out. And the rebound for Kylie Coleman for Northwest. 6:53 to play. 54-46. Northwest Missouri State up. Haggard across the timeline. Left side. Goes to McConkey. McConkey tried to go inside. Another one of those by the Loafers. And Tanya Meyer will come back into the Bearcat lineup as Dettlinger comes to the sideline. McConkey will inbound. Gets it into Haggard. Haggard between the circles with it against the 2-3 zone. Over to the right side for McAndrews. Looked in at Meyer, didn't get it there. Now to McConkey. McConkey to the free throw line. Out to McAndrews. A three on the way. No good. Rebound in the paint to Michaela Berry for Nebraska Kearney. She'll push it up the floor. Down the left side. Forces the contact and hits the shot. Gets the foul call against Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the third on McAndrews. And a three-point play opportunity for Michaela Berry. Into the lineup for Nebraska Kearney is Adrian Bell, seeing her first action of the game with 6:24 to play. She is 2 of 2 at the free throw line so far. This free throw is good. 19 points for Berry, 54-49. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 6:20 to go. They extend the top two on the 2-3 zone out between the circles and another kick. This one called, so an inbound coming for Northwest on the near sideline. McAndrews to Meyer on the right wing, back to McAndrews. Looks down low at Meyer, instead out to Haggard between the circles. Left side Coleman. Coleman to the baseline for McConkey. Tried to get it into Meyer, and it's taken away. Fraundorfer with the steal. Fraundorfer underneath to Bell. Layup off the glass. Good for Adrian Bell. She didn't waste any time getting on the scoreboard. Now a three-point game. A 7-0 run for Nebraska Kearney. 5:52 to play. Ball tipped loose near midcourt. McAndrews up with it. Now over to the left side, and a timeout taken by Northwest. 5:46 to go, 54-51. Northwest Missouri State with a lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. Back in 30 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, Northwest Missouri State women with a 54-51 lead over Nebraska Kearney. 5:46 to play in the ball game. Tonight's game underwritten by Championship Motors on South Main, across from Walmart, and Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Quaddle and Brian Viertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Northwest basketball out of the timeout. Haggard between the circles. Still a 2-3 zone for Nebraska Kearney. Right side, McAndrews. Gets it inside to Meyer. Meyer with a shot off the glass, and it's good for Tanya Meyer. 21 tonight for Meyer. 56-51 the lead for Northwest. 5.5 minutes to play. Adrian Bell with it to the top of the key. Over to the left side. Picks up the dribble at the elbow. Looking to get rid of it. Does so underneath. Kelsey Sanger takes the pass. Misses the shot. And the rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Haggard across the timeline with the dribble. Works it to the high post. Meyer now to Coleman. Right side three. No good. Meyer with the rebound for Northwest. Double team. Top of the key for McAndrews. Left open. Takes the three. Got it! Mallory McAndrews knocks down the three at the top of the key. 59-51 Northwest. 4:53 to play. Top of the key for Mackenzie Brown for Nebraska Kearney. Down the right side of the lane she goes against McConkie. Forces the shot. No good. And Meyer with a rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. Haggard ahead to McConkie, left side. Now into the corner, McAndrews. McAndrews now out to McConkie. O'Shea wants them to get it inside to Meyer. Right side for Haggard. Skip across to the left side. McAndrews inside now for Meyer. Meyer spins. Shot on the left side. No good. But Tanya Meyer will go to the free throw line and shoot two for Northwest. Alyssa Frauendorfer called for her fourth.
First team down against the Lopers.
Meyer 4 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. 21 points so far. 59-51 Northwest lead. Meyer's first free throw is good.
Northwest coming out of that last timeout now on a 6-0 run. So the timeout Coach Hill took, very advantageous for Northwest.
Second free throw good for Meyer as well. 23 for her. 61-51, a third 10-point lead for Northwest. Been their biggest of the game. Adrian Bell with the drive on the right side. The layup is good. Four for Bell. 4:13 to go. 61-53 the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Pass ahead to Kylie Coleman. Into the left corner. McAndrews open. Three. No good. Rebound for Meyer. Meyer's follow off the glass is good. 25 for Sonya Meyer. Back to a 10-point Northwest lead. Bell with it on the right side. To the top of the key for Frauendorfer. Frauendorfer over to the left side. Got it for Mackenzie Brown. She tries to drive to Michaela Berry, right side. She drives with it. Has the ball knocked away, but picks it up. Kicks it out for Frauendorfer, who drives. Loses a handle on it, but picks it up. 10 on the shot clock. Now to Michaela Berry, who goes on the drive. Just throws it up, and it went. And she draws a foul. She was just hoping to hit the backboard and got it to fall. And Tanya Meyer picks up her second foul and a three-point play opportunity for Michaela Berry.
And just hoping to go through there and draw the foul and get her two shots at the line, but instead, as you mentioned, it goes down and chance for UNK to come up to three this trip down the floor.
And a timeout for Nebraska Kearney. 3:33 to play, 63-55. Northwest Missouri State's lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. We'll be back to Kearney, Nebraska right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at dnvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at
660-582-2699. Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 63-55. The Northwest women with the lead over the University of Nebraska Kearney. Bearcats looking for their first win over a Division II school this year. Obviously, it'd be the first win in the MIAA. But this Nebraska Kearney team will not go down without a fight. Barry will step to the line for one free throw coming out of the timeout.
Getting a long way to go in this one, but if Northwest could hold on, this would be a very big win against a team that's undefeated at home this season and 12-3 on the year overall.
Free throw by Barry is good. Since they took Barry off the point guard, really, this Nebraska Kearney team has not looked as good offensively. Now they're in full court pressure. Northwest breaks it. Coleman across midcourt, knocked away from behind, but Adrian Bell will be called with the reach. That'll be the first on Bell. Second team foul in the fourth quarter against Nebraska Kearney. 63-56, the lead for Northwest with 3:25 to go. McConkey's inbound into the backcourt for Jalen Haggard. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Stilicki in an extended 2-3 zone. Gets it to the left side for McAndrews. Into the corner. Coleman inside to Meyer. Meyer had to save it in bounds, and Bell comes up with the loose ball. She'll lead the break across midcourt to the left elbow. Kick out on the wing. Brown. Brown on the drive. Layup left side. Good for Mackenzie Brown. That's 7 for Brown. Northwest facing full court pressure once again. 63-58 Northwest. 2:52 to go. McConkey across midcourt. Works it to the top of the key. One-handed pass left side, McAndrews. Looks in at Meyer. Now gets it to her on the bounce pass. Double-teamed. Her pass tipped. And it's picked up by Nebraska Kearney. Bell goes ahead to Barry. Barry shot hits the bottom of the rim. And great hustle by Tanya Meyer getting back to get the rebound. That's the second time we've seen her do that on a turnover. And she draws the foul on Kelsey Sanger. It's the first on Sanger, third team foul. And Northwest will face full court pressure once again.
Full court pressure hasn't resulted in a turnover in the backcourt, but Northwest still in a little bit of hurry-up mode when they get the ball into the front court where they've committed a couple turnovers there.
Northwest breaks the pressure in the right corner. Meyer takes a three, won't go. Rebound for Sanger on the backside. A five-point Northwest lead, 2:20 to go. Sanger with it to Barry at the top of the key. Michaela Barry takes a three. That's off left. Meyer with another rebound for the Bearcats. Meyer gets it out to Haggard, ahead to Coleman. Coleman will dribble into the lane, misses the contact, misses the shot. Rebound tips underneath, and Mackenzie Brown controls it for Nebraska Kearney. Ahead on the right side, Sanger. She takes it to the rim and is fouled. She'll go to the line for two as Jalen Haggard commits her second foul. 1:55 to go, 63-58, Northwest Missouri State on top. And Kelsey Sanger to the line for two. She's one of two from there tonight.
Shooting two shots.
The first of the two for Sanger is off the front of the rim. A second one coming as Macy Williams will check in for Northwest.
Northwest Missouri State number three.
Take the place of Mallory McConkey with 1:55 to go. A second free throw coming up for Kelsey Sanger. That one is up and good. So she hit one of the two on that trip. Back into full court pressure for Nebraska Kearney. Macy Williams takes the inbound to Kylie Coleman. Coleman tries to go ahead to Williams. Knocked away by Barry, and Bell comes up with a loose ball. Adrian Bell on the right side. Northwest Missouri State up by four. Michaela Barry goes on the drive. Left side. Layup is good for Barry. 24 for Barry. Timeout for Northwest. 1:36 to play. 63-61. Northwest Missouri State's lead over Nebraska Kearney. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, 63-61. The Northwest women clinging to the lead with 1:36 to go.
A full court pressure resulting in some turnovers now that the Lopers have gone into. They're right now on an 8-0 run. Now scored at Northwest 10-2 over the last 2:43. That's going into that full court press.
Inbound coming from Kehlani Maiava, who checked in during the timeout. Maiava gets the pass ahead to Meyer. Meyer to Maiava, crossing midcourt, and she travels with the basketball. So that will turn it back over to Nebraska Kearney with 1:28 to play. 63-61, Northwest lead. Mallory McConkey back into the lineup. Maiava to the sideline for Coach Shields. Adrian Bell runs the point for the Lopers, working against Macy Williams. On the drive, forces the contact, and they're going to call it on Macy Williams, even though Adrian Bell threw the forearm. That is where the contact came from. That'll be the first on Macy Williams. Bell will get two opportunities at the line. Chance to tie it from there. First free throw is up, and that one is good. 5 points for Adrian Bell. She's seen her only action in this fourth quarter tonight. She'll get a second free throw attempt as Maiava comes back onto the floor for Northwest. Second free throw for the Lopers. Rattles out, so the Cats still with a one-point lead. Maiava to Haggard. Haggard across midcourt to break the full court pressure. And now a double team out near midcourt. Over to the left for McAndrews. McAndrews will bring it to the right side. Give it up for McConkey. McConkey on the drive to McAndrews, top of the key. Now to Haggard between the circles. 8 on the shot clock. A minute to play. Haggard over to the left side with a crossover. McAndrews, a three. Got it! Mallory McAndrews with the three from the left wing. Northwest up 66-62. Michaela Berry with a drive the other way on the fast break, and she gets the layup. 26 for Berry. Back to a two-point game. Northwest with the lead. 45 seconds to go. Full court pressure. Bell gets the steal. Now gets it ahead to Berry. Layup right side. We're tied. Berry with 28. Now the official blowing the whistle and waving both of her hands. And they're telling both teams to go to their benches. The official is going to look at the video monitor for something. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary, but
I didn't either.
The official feels like she wants to see something out of that last play that tied the ball game at 66 with 37.4 seconds left. It might be a timing issue. What my guess would be is she thinks the game clock did not stop on the made bucket. The clock is supposed to stop on the made bucket with under a minute to go, and that would be my guess. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We're at Nebraska Kearney, tied at 66, 37.4 seconds to go. The official looking at something on the video, but again, no indication really on what it is.
It looks like they've got, we can kind of see it from our angle here courtside, and it looks like they're looking at the right when Nebraska Kearney went to inbound after a made bucket by the Bearcats.
I also wonder if it was see if a timeout was called. And the Bearcats do get a timeout. And what's really important about that for Northwest is they can advance the ball now across midcourt to inbound it in their own front court so that they don't have to go against that full court pressure. But it is the last timeout for Northwest. 66-66, 39.1 seconds to go. Northwest is led by 10 several times in this ball game, including a couple of times in this fourth quarter. They have also led most of the game. Nebraska Kearney, their biggest lead this game was by 6. That was back in the second quarter, and then Northwest went on a run and really have held on to the lead from about midway through the second quarter on in this one until that layup on the steal by Adrian Bell and the layup by Michaela Berry tied it up at 66. Northwest held a 9-point lead, 36-27, led by four at the end of the third quarter, and twice in this fourth quarter have led by as many as 10. So again, the Bearcats will be able to inbound directly in front of us, which is in their front court, so they won't face the full court pressure. But the 2-3 zone we have seen out of Nebraska Kearney, they have extended the top two guards on that zone as far out as midcourt to try to get a trap on the basketball and apply some pressure on this Northwest offense. Mallory McConkey will inbound it. Cats are out of timeouts. Again, 39 seconds to go. Inbound comes to Jalen Haggard. Haggard over to the left side. McAndrews into the corner. McConkey started a drive. Now to McAndrews. McAndrews dribbled toward the middle. Spins, goes back to the left. High post. It goes to Meyer. Now to Ma'aba. 15 on the shot clock. Around to the left side as Northwest tries to work the clock and get a good shot. 10 on the shot clock. Haggard over to the left side. McConkey. Now to the corner. McAndrews. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim. And the rebound to Nebraska Kearney. And they will take a timeout as Michaela Berry came away with the basketball. And with 11 seconds to play in regulation, Nebraska Kearney now will have an opportunity to advance the ball across midcourt and inbound in their front court to try to win it.
What a heck of a game.
That was the one thing that the Cats didn't have the option to do, was run it all the way down. For Nebraska Kearney, you run it down and take the absolute last shot, because you would always take overtime over another possession when you're on your home floor. And they're drawing up a play, Coach Gary Amy right now, to try to get them an open look to try to win this game. You would have to think, with the way Nebraska Kearney has played this entire game, that this shot will be taken in the paint somewhere. They've spent a lot of time with the basketball in the paint tonight.
Boy, they certainly have. And you look at their totals in the paint. They scored 36 points in the lane out of this ballgame so far.
Northwest out with Jalen Haggard, Mallory McAndrews, Mallory McConkey, Tanya Meyer, and Kehlani Ma'aba. They're starting five. The inbound will come from Kelsey Sanger for Nebraska Kearney. They line up in a straight line at the top of the key. Again, 11 seconds to play. Inbound comes to Bell out near midcourt. Bell dribbles with it near the circle. Gets it over to Berry, left side. Berry down to the baseline with the drive. Spins, kicks it out. Top of the key, Mackenzie Brown with a three. No good, and we're heading to overtime. Northwest Missouri State and Nebraska Kearney tied at 66. And I really think Nebraska Kearney got what they wanted. One of their three-point shooters with a wide-open look. But Mackenzie Brown just couldn't get it to fall.
Nebraska Kearney's won four out of their last five games, including two that have gone into overtime with Pittsburgh State and Missouri Southern. So this is not unforeign territory for UNK.
But when you look at this Northwest Missouri State women's team with so many freshmen, it'll be their first collegiate overtime and not a lot of experience in the extra period. But one thing you've got to do is figure out how to slow that momentum of Nebraska Kearney that they had over about the last 3 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and again, you look at the last part of the quarter there, Nebraska Kearney really getting a lot of good looks at the basket, outscoring Northwest over the last 3:45, 15-5. They had a 9-0 run as part of that, and again, a strong finish to the quarter for Nebraska Kearney. So, hopefully Northwest can regroup just a little bit here, come out and play another solid 5 minutes and see if they can come up with their first conference win of the season. Overall, they played a very good game on the road, just the last part of that fourth quarter, getting away from them just a little bit, but hopefully they've got a little time here to regroup and this young team can come out and get some things going positively in this overtime.
So, both teams on the sideline with their head coaches getting some words before they head out for a jump ball to start the extra period. Two teams tied at 66. You'd have to think going into the overtime, at least the way the fourth quarter played out, momentum is on Nebraska Kearney's side, but it's not necessarily something that Northwest wouldn't be able to take away. But they need a good start to this overtime period.
Sometimes you see a team fight so hard to get it to this point that they let up just a little bit once they get to the point where they got it tied up at the end. So we'll have to see if Northwest can come out and get off to a quick start here in this overtime and see what that does to UNK.
Alyssa Frondorfer for Nebraska Kearney. Kehlani Ma'ava for Northwest in the center circle to jump it up for overtime. Ball is in the air, and the tip will be controlled by Northwest as Mallory McAndrews works it left to right. She runs the point, picks up the dribble, gets it over to the left side for Haggard. Now to the high post for Meyer. Meyer squares into the corner. McAndrews open for three. Got it! Nothing but net for Mallory McAndrews. 69-66. Northwest Missouri State, the fourth three of the game for Mallory McAndrews. Now on to the left side. A three on the way. It is short for Mackenzie Brown. And the rebound for Kehlani Ma'ava for Northwest Missouri State. Just over 30 seconds into the overtime. Cross midcourt. Haggard goes over to the right side. McAndrews. Now to the high post, Ma'ava. Her pass down low is tipped. Now up in the air it goes, and McConkey able to keep it away from Michaela Berry. Now high post, Ma'ava. Left side, McConkey into the corner. Haggard inside to Ma'ava. Six on the shot clock. She turns. Shot no good, and a foul call will send Kehlani Ma'ava to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
So far, a good start to this overtime for the Bearcats.
Foul call is on Alyssa Frauendorfer, and that will be her fifth. Again, Frauendorfer averages 12.5 points a game, has just 5 points, and she will foul out for the Lopers with 4:05 to play in overtime. Coach Amy will send Katie Brown into the lineup to take her place, and Ma'ava to the free throw line where she is 14 of 19 this season. A couple of points tonight for Ma'ava, but she's done a great job on the boards for the Cats, especially in the first half. Ma'ava toes the line, spins the basketball, and the first of two opportunities on the way and off the back of the rim. Second free throw coming for Kehlani Ma'ava. Northwest ahead, 69-66, thanks to a McAndrews three-pointer in overtime. The second free throw off the back of the rim, but McConkey with the rebound, knocked to the floor, and it's Michaela Berry who picks it up for Nebraska Kearney. Takes it the other way, hits a shot, and draws a foul. She will have a chance to tie it up from the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney. Mallory McAndrews called for her fourth foul for Northwest.
That's good by Michaela Berry.
Berry, 4 of 4 at the line tonight. She will attempt one here with 3:57 to play in overtime. 69-68, Northwest Missouri State. Berry gets the basketball, toes the line. Free throw is on the way, and it's good. So she gets the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 31 points tonight for Berry. We're tied at 69. Northwest breaks the full-court pressure. Haggard over to the left side of the floor on the dribble. Bounce pass to McAndrews on the wing. Closer to the sideline. Now high post, Ma'ava. Down to the baseline, Meyer. Over to Haggard. Three-pointer on the way. Got it! Jalen Haggard knocks down a three. Her third of the game. Northwest up 72-69. Adrian Bell with it for Nebraska Kearney. 3.5 minutes to play in overtime. Left side, Mackenzie Brown on the drive. Tries to go up with the shot, and a foul call will send Brown to the free throw line. This one will go on Kehlani Ma'ava, and that'll be the fourth on Ma'ava. Brown 3 of 4 at the line. She'll have two opportunities here. 3:27 to go, 72-69, Northwest Missouri State's lead. Brown's first, off the front of the rim. We've seen the free throws in overtime for Nebraska Kearney, short. Those legs are tired. A second free throw on the way, and that one is good. She got one of the 2 8-points for Mackenzie Brown. A 2-point lead for Northwest Missouri State. Lopers back off the pressure a bit as Jalen Haggard brings it across midcourt, 3:20 to play in overtime. Over to the left side, McAndrews. She'll get it between the circles, McConkey. Now to the right side, Haggard. Haggard with a couple of dribbles. Works it over to McConkey, left side. McConkey to the top of the key. Meyer, now to the right corner, Haggard. Into Meyer on the block. Turn around, hook shot, too strong. Michaela Berry, the rebound, but dribbled it off a teammate's foot. McConkey picks it up, and hits the shot! McConkey with 11, very alertly picking up that loose ball. Northwest up by 4. 2:50 to go. Berry on the drive. Kick out to Bell. Right side three is off the back of the rim. Berry with the rebound for the Lopers. Dribbles in the lane. Goes up with a shot too strong. Rebound and follow by Katie Brown. Won't go. Mayava pulls it down. And the outlet is tipped. Goes out of bounds. And it is off of Jalen Haggard. And will belong to Nebraska Kearney with 2:35 to go.
Haggard trying to help the official a little bit, pointing that it was off of Nebraska Kearney, but official right there to make the call.
Inbound will come from the far sideline for Mackenzie Brown. Now between the circles for Michaela Berry. Berry at the top of the key with it, over to the left side. On the wing for Brown. She goes on the drive. Layup right side is good for Katie Brown. 6 points for Brown. Northwest up 74-72, 2:20 to go in overtime. Cross midcourt comes Jalen Haggard. Slows the pace as she brings it to the left side. McAndrews, bounce pass into Meyer, top of the key McConkey. Haggard right side, pass inside is kicked, this time by Kelsey Sanger. So an inbound for Northwest right in front of their bench. 2:07 to go in overtime. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest up by two. Between the circles is Haggard. Haggard works it over to the right side. McAndrews gets a screen from Meyer. Shot fake, now inside to Mayava. Mayava with a couple of dribbles, tried to go up with the shot, and a held ball call. And the possession arrow will give it to Nebraska Kearney with 1:54 to go in overtime. Into the Nebraska Kearney lineup is Grace Berry. 74-72, the Northwest Missouri State lead. Kylie Coleman in for Kehlani Mayava. Inbound will come to Adrian Bell for the Lopers. Bell across midcourt with it, right side. Out of the top of the key. Tries to drive. Goes through the lane. Reverse layup, no good. And a rebound for McConkey for Northwest. Gets it to Haggard. Tries to dribble away from a double team. Does. Now it backs off and she brings it across the timeline. 1:35 to go. Northwest up by two. Left side, three on the way. McAndrews, no. Rebound tip, Bell up with it for Nebraska Kearney. Cross midcourt with 1:25 to go in overtime. Left side, Michaela Berry on the drive, initiates the contact, gets the call. She'll have two opportunities at the free throw line as Tanya Meyer is called for her third. So Berry, 5 of 5 at the line, can tie it up. Right now, Northwest up 74-72. With 1:22 to go. First free throw by Berry. Good. Nothing but net. Mayava comes in for Coleman. And a second free throw coming up for Michaela Berry. The free throw by Berry. In and out, no good. Northwest holds a 1-point lead, 74-73. 1:17 to go in overtime. Haggard across midcourt with the dribble. Working against Adrian Bell. Gets a screen from Meyer. Over to the left side on the wing. To Mayava at the top of the key. Now to McConkey. McConkey will work it back to Mayava top. Over to McConkey right side. McConkey down to the baseline with the dribble. Tried to get it in the corner to McAndrews. It is knocked loose. We're going to have another held ball here, and that'll give possession to Northwest with 56 seconds to go, but they have just 5 seconds to work with on the shot clock. So Haggard will inbound from the baseline left. And we got a timeout for Northwest. 74-73, 56 seconds to go in overtime. The Bearcats will have an inbound coming, but with 5 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Heck of a game that we have seen here tonight. It is definitely a game that you can call an improvement for Northwest, yeah. But I know Coach Scheel and his coaching staff and the team would really like to make that improvement with a win, with it so close at their fingertips right now.
Well, they have played a very good overtime. They've hit some big buckets in this overtime, come up with some big plays defensively as well. The one difference, really, they've been committing a couple fouls on the 50 side, which has put UNK to the free throw line where they've connected on some free throws. But overall, a very good performance out of the Bearcats. And each game here in the last couple weeks, I think you can see this team making a step up and an improvement every game. And it'd be nice to come in on Nebraska Kearney's home floor here and come away with a win at a very tough place that it's been to play this season.
56.1 seconds to go in overtime. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Northwest will be inbounding underneath their own bucket. 74-73, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Nebraska Kearney out there defensively. Northwest comes onto the floor with McAndrews, McConkey, Mayava, Meyer, and Haggard. Still with all their starters in the lineup. Inbound from the baseline left. Haggard will trigger it in. Haggard gets it to the left side. McAndrews now out toward the top of the key. A three on the way from Meyer. It's short. Goes out of bounds and a shot clock violation as well. So Nebraska Kearney will have it with 51 seconds to go. Kylie Coleman into the lineup as Mayava comes to the sideline. Mayava with four fouls. Coach Hill trying to keep her out of the defensive end. 1 point Northwest lead. Nebraska Kearney with it. Grace Berry across the timeline. Goes to the top of the key. Now over to the left side. Michaela Berry. She tries to drive. Kick into the right corner. A fake. Driving the baseline. Cut off by Tanya Meyer. Now a kick out to Bell. Bell to Michaela Berry. Berry, you would have to think, would want to take this shot. Berry gets the screen. Goes on the drive. Shot blocked away by McConkey, who picks up the rebound and is fouled from behind. Great defensive effort by the freshman from Guilford, Mallory McConkey. The foul call is on Grace Berry. That is her first. And it will send Mallory McConkey to the free throw line for two.
She's had a very good game this evening, making some big plays defensively, a couple nice cuts to the bucket offensively, and again, a very solid performance.
She'll have two opportunities at the line with 23.7 seconds to play in overtime. Her first is up and good. That gives Northwest a two-point lead. These are the first two free throw attempts of the night for McConkey. No shot clock. A second free throw coming for McConkey. It's up. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. And then a timeout on the rebound as McKenzie Brown comes out of there with it for the Lopers. And then Nebraska Kearney taking the timeout so that they can bring the ball past midcourt and inbound in the front court. 75-73, the Northwest Missouri State women with a lead over Nebraska Kearney. 22.7 seconds to play in overtime. Oh, yeah, I look over my right shoulder. We've got a men's game still coming up later on this evening, but this one has been exciting.
It certainly has, and again, the Northwest women have really played well. This is an arena that Nebraska Kearney has not lost in all season long. They played well here. Northwest is taking them right down to the very end of this one. Again, we're in overtime and really have to be impressed with the way Northwest has played. And you got 22.7 seconds left. They have a two-point lead here. It'd be nice to come down, make a good stand defensively, and to run this one out.
Coleman comes in for Mayava. Again, they've been doing the offensive defensive substitution, getting Mayava out on defense with her having four fouls. So Nebraska Kearney will inbound right in front of the scorers table in their front court. 22.7 seconds to go. Michaela Berry with it. Northwest Missouri State up by two, 75-73. Berry on the drive. Kick out left side. Shot fake by McKenzie Brown. Into the lane. Up with a wild shot. No good. Rebound inside by Katie Brown. And we've got a foul call against Northwest as Mallory McConkey will pick up her second. And with 9.5 seconds to go in overtime, the Lopers are going to have a chance to tie it from the free throw line. But the free throw shooter, Katie Brown, having some troubles with a contact, it looks like. As she tries to get it back in that left eye, she'll head over toward the sideline. Get a little saline solution for that, and then shoot two free throws for Nebraska Kearney.
No pressure on her at all here.
Well, she not only will have the thought of just putting the contact in after having it fall out, but she's also 0 of 4 at the free throw line on the season.
And UNK as a team tonight, they've got to the line a lot, but they have not exactly been hot at the line. They shot a 61% mark from the free throw line, 19 of 31, but again, got to the line an awful lot in this one.
Looks like she's got the contact back in. And we should be set to get back underway. No, she doesn't have the contact back in. I just saw Coach Carrie Amy tell the official she can't see, but they can't give her an endless amount of time try to put that contact back in, but to be totally honest with you, I hope they get it in. That's who Northwest wants at the free throw line. I would think if you're going to pick anybody on the roster to step to the free throw line, it would be her. She's talking to the athletic trainer. Terry Amy is talking to one of the officials. Coach Shield is just in front of us, kind of wondering what they're going to do here about this whole situation. And now he's going to get an explanation.
And really, the way she shot free throws with the contact in, she might be better off with it out.
And it looks like they're going to substitute for her. Kennedy Sander will come into the lineup. And unfortunately for Northwest, Sander came into the game 23 of 32 at the line. She's 2 of 4 tonight. And I believe Sander will be the one to take the free throws for Nebraska Kearney. I think Coach Scheel wanted her to stay in the ball game, and that's what the argument was. And Coach Amy said she can't see. So it gets a better free throw shooter to the line. As Sander will have two here and a chance to tie it with 9.5 seconds to go in overtime. First free throw is up and good. She's 3 of 5 at the line tonight. We'll have one more opportunity. Goes the line. Second free throw on the way and good. So she ties the game at the free throw line. And a timeout taken by a Nebraska Kearney. Tied at 75, 9.5 seconds to go. Now here's the one thing, even though there's a timeout called here, and we've seen that several times in the fourth quarter and in the overtime where a team will advance it into the front court, Nebraska Kearney called this timeout, so Northwest does not have the option to bring the ball into the front court. They would only have that option if they were the ones to call the timeout. So Northwest will likely look at full court pressure here with 9.5 seconds to go and a tie ball game at 75 here in the first overtime.
Very important for Northwest to not turn the ball over, get the ball into the front court and get a good look at the basket, but more importantly, just don't turn the ball over in the final 9.5 seconds left. If you don't turn it over, the worst that can possibly happen is you go to a double overtime. But again, they've got to go up against some full court pressure here. If they can get it in the front court, they still got time to get a good look at the bucket. And hopefully that's what will take place out of this inbound.
Both teams out of timeouts in this overtime. Mallory McConkey will inbound. She asks the official if she can run the baseline. He says yes. Gets the inbound to Haggard. Haggard bringing it up against Adrian Bell. Over to the left side of the floor. Gets it to McAndrews. McAndrews with 4 on the clock to the top of the key. Forces up the 3. In and out. No good. Meyer just about got the rebound, but I don't know that she'd have had time to get a shot off. And we're heading to a second overtime. This time tied at 75. We are learning something about this Northwest Missouri State women's basketball team tonight. They are playing with a lot of guts.
That they are, and really that's something they played with throughout a lot of this season. Just that even when things were going south on them, they were hustling to the final moment of the ball game, and some of that experience I think is paying off going into tonight's game while playing a game that, again, the game's right on the line here. This is a team that's playing hard. They have come out and they've made some plays defensively, got some good looks offensively, and that overtime got them to fall. Unfortunately, McAndrews on that last shot just couldn't get it to go down. It rolled around a little bit and then popped out just before the buzzer sounded. But this has been a game that this team, I really feel like, can grow from regardless of a win or loss. But a win certainly would be a huge relief to this program as the type of work they've been putting in all season long and not have had the success in the win column. But 5 more minutes to go, at least 5 more minutes anyway, the way this one's gone. And this is a team that, so far, they've handled the pressure of this game.
Bearcat men's basketball team waiting in the wings, watching this game, hoping for a Bearcat women's win. They will play after this one is over here in Kearney. Northwest women came into this game with a 1-15 record overall, 0-8 in the MIAA. Their only win against Peru State this year. Nebraska Kearney came in with a 12-3 record overall, 4-3 in the MIAA. Michaela Berry will step into the center circle with Alyssa Frauenfelder out of the lineup after fouling out during that first overtime. Kehlani Maiava will be in the center circle for Northwest as well. Ball in the air, tip controlled by Northwest. They'll work left to right as they have since halftime. McAndrews, left wing three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped by Mahava, but it's picked up by Michaela Berry. Berry at the top of the key takes it all the way to the hole. Travels with the basketball. Got away with it. Kicks it out to Bell. Bell over to the right side. A three-pointer on the way, and it's no good for Mackenzie Brown. But a rebound for the Lopers as Grace Berry comes out of there with it. Gets it to Michaela Berry on the left side. To the free throw line, over to the right elbow. Now on to the left side, a wide open look, but she passes it up. Grace Berry drives, loses the handle on it, but there's a kick that is going to be called against Northwest. So an inbound for the Lopers on the baseline left, 4:25 to go in the second overtime. Inbound comes left side for Kennedy Sander. Now it's handed to Grace Berry. She'll bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Tied at 75. Over to the right side, Michaela Berry. Three. Good. Third three of the game for Michaela Berry. 78-75. Nebraska Kearney on top. Their first lead since halftime. Now on the left side, a shot by Mayaba. It's good off the glass. Four for Mayaba. Nebraska Kearney with a one-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the second overtime. 78-77. Top of the key. Grace Berry goes over to the left side with the dribble. Now to Michaela Berry between the circles. She'll try the drive. Spins. Goes over to the right side of the lane. Now pass into the corner. Grace Berry takes it into the lane. Jump stop. Kick out. Michaela Berry three. Short. Off the front of the rim. Jalen Haggard the rebound for Northwest. Haggard will bring it across midcourt. Slow the pace. Northwest for the most part has controlled the tempo of this game all night. Haggard on the left side, inside to Meyer. Meyer, a couple of dribbles, a turn, a shot, good off the glass for Tanya Meyer, and Northwest is back on top. 27 for Meyer tonight, 79-78. Northwest with the lead, Nebraska Kearney with the basketball. Grace Berry over to the left side, picks up the dribble, skips it out to Michaela Berry near the right sideline. Guarded by Haggard, gets the screen, doesn't use it, into the lane she goes, through a triple team, and she hits the shot off the glass. 37 for Michaela Berry. Northwest down by one, 80-79. Left side, McConkie. Inside to Meyer. Meyer over to the right. Mayaba steps back, toe on the line, shot off the front of the rim. And Michaela Berry with the rebound for Nebraska Kearney. 2:42 to go in the second overtime. The Lopers up by one, 80-79. Michaela Berry with a drive, a kick out to the right for Grace Berry. Dribbles to the left elbow. Now on a backdoor cut to Adrian Bell. She's cut off in the lane. Top of the key it goes. Mackenzie Brown on the drive. Loses a handle on it, but kicks it out to Michaela Berry right side. Six on the shot clock. Michaela Berry between the circles with it. Gets the screen over to the right. Fadeaway 18-footer is good for Michaela Berry. 39 for Berry. A three-point lead for the Lopers with 2:10 to go. Haggard across midcourt for Northwest. Guarded by Adrian Bell over to the left wing. Gets a screen. Up with a shot just inside the arc. No good. And the rebound to Grace Berry for Nebraska Kearney. We're inside 2 minutes to play. In the second overtime, Nebraska Kearney with a three-point lead, 82-79. 1:45 on the clock. Berry dribbling with it between the circles. Now the Lopers trying to slow the pace. Berry over to the right side. Crosses over to the left. Gets it to Grace Berry. One-handed pass knocked away by Mayaba, but it got her on the foot. So 8 more seconds will go on the shot clock. The Lopers will have 15 as Kylie Coleman comes in for Kehlani Mayaba with 1:35 to go in the second overtime. Bell looking to inbound it. Still looking. Gets it out to the between the circles. Michaela Berry will chase it down. Minute and a half to go in the second overtime. Berry to Bell in the corner. Bell drives, dribbles behind her back, brings it out to the left wing. Six on the shot clock. Bell goes on a drive. Is cut off. Kicks it to the free throw line. A jumper from 17. Good for Kennedy Sander. That's 12 for Sander and a five-point Nebraska Kearney lead with 1:13 to go. On the left side, McAndrews between the circles to Coleman. Down low, Meyer. Meyer spins in the lane. Shot knocked away. And the rebound for Sander for Nebraska Kearney. Under a minute to go. And Michaela Berry with it. Walking it across midcourt for the Lopers. Berry dribbles out near midcourt. Guarded by Jalen Haggard. He takes a couple of swipes at the ball. 45 seconds to go. Berry between the circles with it. Not one you want to foul. She is a great free throw shooter. On a drive, goes up with a shot, and she does draw a foul. With 5 seconds on the shot clock, 38 seconds on the game clock. This will go against Mallory McConkie, her third. And then Michaela Berry to the free throw line, where she is 6 of 7 tonight. 84-79, Nebraska Kearney. First free throw good for Berry. 40 points tonight for Michaela Berry. Averages 15 a game for the Lopers. Grace Berry in, but she needed to do that because their second leading scorer, Alyssa Fraundorfer, had just 5 points tonight before fouling out. Second free throw coming for Berry, and that one is up and good. So she hits both. Berry, 8 of 9 at the free throw line, 41 points. Northwest will take a timeout with 38 seconds to go, 86-79, the lead for Nebraska Kearney.
Still a great effort by Northwest tonight, really taking a career evening by Berry to make a difference here in this one. But great effort by Northwest. 38 seconds left. Need to get some things going, but two overtime matchup against a very good UNK team. Again, a team that plays very well here at home in Kearney. So really, you have to hand it to the Bearcat women. They keep improving game by game, just not able to quite get over the hump yet.
86-79, Nebraska Kearney's lead over Northwest Missouri State. The men's game will come up in just a bit. Let's take a moment to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. We're in Kearney, Nebraska tonight in the second overtime of the women's game. 86-79, Nebraska Kearney with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women with 38 seconds to play in the second overtime. Northwest will have the basketball. Caswell inbound on the far sideline as they use that timeout to bring it across midcourt. You can choose table side or opposite of the scorer's table on those inbounds as Haggard takes the inbound. Now between the circles with it. Gets it to Coleman. Coleman hands it for McAndrews. A three-pointer on the way. Short. And Michaela Berry with the rebound. Mallory McConkie will commit the foul. And I'm afraid Northwest may run just a bit short tonight as Michaela Berry will head back to the free throw line for Nebraska Kearney.
Kearney right now on an 8-0 run trying to close out this game.
Michaela Berry at the free throw line.
Two teams were tied at 75 at the end of the first overtime as Berry's first free throw is good. They were tied at 66 at the end of regulation. Berry with 42 points tonight. Second free throw for Berry is good. So she hits both on this trip as well. Northwest will inbound it, push it up the floor. 25 seconds to go. Ahead to McAndrews. Now to Meyer. Haggard gets a screen from Meyer, puts up a three. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound by Bell. Coach Shield says no fouls. And Nebraska Kearney will escape Northwest Missouri State here tonight in double overtime. 88-79 will be our final score as the last 5 seconds tick off the clock here in Kearney. Great effort by the Bearcat women tonight, but they fall short, 88-79 in double overtime. We'll be back with more from Kearney, Nebraska, right after this timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims, assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville.
the student body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veertaller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, a double overtime loss for the Northwest Missouri State women tonight, 88-79, behind a single-game scoring record for the University of Nebraska Kearney and 43 points out of Michaela Berry tonight. And even though there was a section there in the second half in the fourth quarter where she really was kind of taken out of the offense, she wasn't running the point guard. She didn't get many touches, but still manages to score 43 points tonight.
Just under half of what the team did as a total, and it took that to beat Northwest this evening.
Northwest Missouri State with a loss. They fall to 1-16 on the year, 0-9 in the MIAA. Nebraska Kearney, 13-3 and 5-3. We're back to the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pittsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Kearney, Nebraska, where the Northwest Missouri State women suffer a double overtime loss tonight, 88-79 to the University of Nebraska Kearney. It is time for our Extra Effort Award. And, John, really, we saw solid effort from start to finish in all 43 minutes that Tanya Meyer played tonight.
We definitely did. She ends up with 27 points, 14 rebounds for a double-double. It's 9 of 19 from the field, 3 of 6 from three-point range, 6 of 6 at the free throw line, had 5 assists to go along with a block and a steal. And a solid performance out of Tanya. Really solid performance by pretty much everyone that saw action tonight.
tonight for the Northwest women. Just couldn't quite get it done in double overtime. But again, Tanya Meyer is our extra effort award winner.
Other double-digit scores for Northwest: Jalen Haggard, 15, and the Mallorys each with 12 tonight. McConkie and McAndrews, and again, a Nebraska Kearney single-game scoring record for Michaela Berry with 43 points tonight. This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops, along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, our final, 88-79 in the women's matchup. The two men's teams getting ready for their game will do the same. When we come back, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at pizzahut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at tiffanycare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at savemolives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa, Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.